You are handed an ECG and told by your colleague that the rhythm is sinus tachycardia with first degree AV block. How should you respond? The answer, I'd look for a hidden P wave. The principle invoked is known as the Bix rule, named after the famous Viennese cardiologist. The Bix rule states that if a P wave is located halfway between two QRS complexes, then there is an excellent chance that there are not one but two P waves for each QRS complex, and that the second P wave is hidden within the QRS complex. The reason for this rule is simple. As the heart rate increases, the PR interval tends to shorten. It is uncommon to see sinus tachycardia with first-degree AV block, especially if P waves consistently occur at a point that is very close to the middle of the R2R interval. 12 leads are better than one. The best leads to look for P waves in are the inferior leads, especially lead 2, leads V1 and V2, and lead AVR. But if that extra P wave you are looking for is not seen in any of these 6 leads, look in the remaining 6 leads, and or consider a vagal maneuver to try to slow the sinus rate, or even a special monitoring lead such as a Lewis lead. That said, I found the simple approach of setting your calipers to precisely half the R2R interval and then looking at where that next advance of your calipers lands in all 12 leads will usually tell you if the reason for what looks like sinus tach with first degree is really 2-to-1 AV conduction from atrial tachycardia or atrial flutter.